Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the New England Patriots and their NFL draft class for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? Talking about the Patriots, one of the most historic franchises in the last 20, 30 years. We already know how many championships they've won. Coach Bill Belichick, one of the GOATs in sports, not just football. And we are talking about their draft class today. You see the man on the screen, and we're going to get to him in a minute. But, hey, what can I say? It was a typical Patriots draft going after some guys you maybe have never heard of. And I can't wait to break it down in just a minute.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching at home or listening to our amazing podcast, we just want to say thank you. Joining us every week and telling your friends and family about our show via word of mouth. Just telling them, hey, you're listening to 100 Yards of Football. That is the way that we've been able to grow so quickly and so consistently and bring you every single day on our podcast and every week on our video broadcast new episodes for you to enjoy, including lots of evergreen episodes that you can listen to anytime year after year. So thank you so much to our listeners and watchers. Mr. Logan Landers, the New England Patriots, their NFL draft class for 2022. What did we get? How do we feel, and what do we expect out of this team?
Well, let's get into it. Round one, the first pick for them, pick number 29. They went to a school that is, if I had to guess, this is probably their first ever first round selection. Nobody, I repeat, nobody thought this man would go in the first round. But here we are with the Patriots going with someone just off the wall, right? Cole Strange, the guard from the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. So, here we go. A very small school. He was a great player in high school. He went to Farragut High School in Knoxville. Then went over to Tennessee Chattanooga College, and was putting in some work there as a guard. SoCon, he was putting in work, like I said. All second team All-League in 2020. And then in 2021, all first team All-Conference for his play at left guard. Strong player, good size in the young man. But we'll see, because this was definitely a reach. There's still a lot to learn about this young man. But like I said, whenever this first happened, I mean, going with a guy from a super small school that people never thought would be in the first round, he could probably be a 10-time Pro Bowler. Who knows? Just we all know how good the Patriots are with their drafting. Then we go round two, pick number 50 overall, wide receiver out of Baylor, Tyquan Thornton. Good selection here. Honorable Big 12 mention in 2019. Started six games in 2020. And then this past season, 2021, second team all-conference selection. He was the top receiver for the Baylor Bears. Had 62 catches. Close to 1,000 yards. Couldn't quite get it with 948. Good for 15.3 average per catch. And 10 touchdowns in 14 starts. Overall, very good, very good, very solid, a very speedy receiver as well. Definitely a place that the Patriots need to look at and improve, and here they go. Sorry to getting a good receiver off the board in the second round. Then we go round three, pick number 85 overall, out of Houston, cornerback Marcus Jones. A very talented young man, and also in 2021, this dude was a beast on special teams as well. all athletic conference special teams player of the year, to be exact. So, I mean, they're getting someone who can help you on two sides of the ball. He can provide some depth in the quarterback room, and also on special teams, he's going to give you his heart and everything he can. He's putting in some work. Like I said, he had the fourth best punt return yardage with 14.4, so he can definitely help you out there. He tied for second in the nation with two kick returns as well, so a threat, a dual threat here. As a quarterback, he was getting work too, putting in a good amount of tackles. Got a few passes defended, but four last season. So he can give you everything he wants. Like I said, he won the Paul Horngen Award as the nation's most versatile player. So once again, they're going with some athletic guys there in New England. Like the pick. We're going to keep moving here. Round four, pick number 121 overall. Another cornerback from Arizona State University. Jack Jones, a man we've talked about here on the show before, 2021 honorable all-conference mention, led the Sun Devils with three forced fumbles as well, and he got three interceptions, got to go along with 42 total tackles and six pass breakups. So another guy who is just a grinder and is going to help you out in many ways. Like I said, a good pick here, help out your depth. And we'll see how much playing time Jack Jones can get in the future. Keeping it in the fourth round, pick number 127 overall, we're going to South Dakota State with running back Pierre Strong, a product of Arkansas. I know our dude Vince Turner's probably been watching him since high school or heard of him. We all know how invested he is in Memphis football and Arkansas football. And this is someone who went to South Dakota State with the Jackrabbits. Gotta love the school name. First team FCS All-American and all MVFC honors in 2021. Finished with 1,686 yards and ranked second with 18 rushing touchdowns. 7.0 yards per carry as well with 240 carries. So he was putting in some work. And in the receiving game, he's not afraid to get some work in there also. 22 catches for 150 yards. Good for 6.8 yards per catch. So another good guy from a smaller school. And he could, I mean, just the way he's been looking for South Dakota State, he could provide some good depth, some good piecework for this running back room to go along with the talented offense that the Patriots already have. Another good fit here. We're keep moving here. Round number, same round, pick number 137. They go with a quarterback by the name of Bailey Zappe from Western Kentucky, a young man I remember that me and you talked about many months ago, a super, super impressive young man from a very small school. And like I said, you got Mac Jones. He's obviously your quarterback of the future, but you're going to have Bailey Zappe there as a good backup in case anything happens. If there's poor play, if there's an injury, you got to have someone who can be a gunslinger. And that's exactly what this guy is. Because Jeremiah, this past year, single season NCAA record, 5,967 yards, 62 passing touchdowns for the Hilltoppers, 2021 Conference USA Most Valuable Player, and first-team All-League selection. Was very efficient with his passing as well, close to 70%. And, I mean, what more do I need to say about this dude? He is just an absolute gunslinger, can throw the ball all over the place. And I'm glad he got drafted to a very good organization. If something, I hope he gets to see the field because, man, he was super impressive in college. Moving on to round six, pick number 183 overall, running back Kevin Harris out of South Carolina University representing the Gamecocks. This past year, pretty solid work overall. Did have a back injury coming into the season, but he did help lead the team with 660 rushing yards, four touchdowns on 152 carries, good for 4.3 yards per rush. Also, his receiver caught 11 passes in 12 games, with six of those being starts. However, when it comes into big games, the bowl games they had over North Carolina, he put up some good work, 31 rushes for 182 yards with a touchdown as well. Another good depth piece here, another running back off the board, so we'll see how he can do at the moment. Then we are going to another school I'm sure not a lot of people have heard of, Jeremiah. Pick number 200 overall, defensive tackle Sam Roberts from Northwest Missouri State University. 6'5", 295, and We're getting someone who was the MIAA Defensive Player of the Year honors this past season. 18 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks, and played in a good – he had 61 total stops as well in 13 games this past season. Also, he's not afraid to go up and get the ball as well. He's got height on him, so he can get a few pass breakups if you need him to. And, I mean, you know, another grinder, another one who might have slipped under the radar for a good amount of other teams. And they went to, like I said, they went to Northwest Missouri State University. So congrats to them on getting a player selected. And once again, congrats to Sam Roberts for now going to be a nice depth piece for that defense for the Patriots. Then we go on here, keeping it in round six, getting near the end here. We have Chasen Hines, the center from LSU. Got to love centers. Got to be able to snap the ball first and foremost. Without them, none of this would be possible in football. 2021, he started in 7 of 8 games at right guard as well. So he is versatile. He can play wherever you want him to. You can put him at the right guard position. You can put him at center, and he can get some work for you. Large size for the young man, good hands, and we will see how he can slide into that O-line. Finally, the last selection, round 7, pick 245 overall. Offensive tackle out of Michigan with the Wolverines, Andrew Stuber. 2021 Joe Moore Award for the nation's top offensive line. We all know how good that Michigan O-line was. Like I said, in 14 starts at right tackle, Andrew was able to do some nice work. Third team all Big Ten conference for his great efforts this past season. So overall, a very good draft, a good amount of players from big schools, small schools, but a lot of versatility, a lot of athleticism. That'd be a final grade for the New England Patriots draft class. I will go with a B+. I can't quite give them that A- quite yet, just because I'm not sure how the Cole Strange pick is going to work. I do like the Tyquan Thornton. I like some of the later picks as well. The Sam Roberts, Bailey Zappe, of course, Jack Jones, Pierre Strong, to name a few. But overall, like I said, I'll give them a nice average there. But I think they got some really good potential. I mean, look, man, it's the Patriots. This is one of the best-run organizations in football. We're expecting great things out of all these young men, don't matter what round you're drafted in. But I can't wait to see how all these guys do for the Patriots this upcoming year, because they have a lot to look forward to. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
That is exceptional. Dude, thank you so much for that amazing breakdown of their draft class. We do love to see some of these awesome players coming out of schools that we don't hear that much about, because think how great that last season was on the field, experiencing that player at that school at such a high level, doing great, star of the team. They probably had a great team that was built around some of these players. And that's just great to hear, is that, you know, they got that support they needed in college as they were doing their earlier part of their career to move on and join the biggest stage and become an NFL player. So congrats to all of those players for all the hard work. Congrats to all the fans. Congrats to the rest of those teams who were very supportive and helpful during those years along the way as these awesome players and these young men moved on to become NFL draftmen. So that's great. Thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers. If you are watching our video broadcast, thank you so much. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. Our podcast is over anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can look up 100 Yards of Football. You'll see our football on the 50-yard line there, supported by the Believe Podcast Network. We love bringing these to you every single day. You can go and listen to a new amazing podcast. iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Amazon, Overcast, Spotify, and of course, Apple Podcasts. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. You can leave whatever you were in the review you want. You can just say, hey, I listened to the show. I love it. That's good enough for us. We really appreciate that. And all of the reviews that you leave us help Apple Podcasts to push us up in the rankings so that they can see us and so that new people will find our podcast. So thank you so much for that. And again, thank you so much for telling your friends and family via word of mouth. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and this has been our draft recap of the New England Patriots with our host, Mr. Logan Landers. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.